Not so long ago, America's youth spent summers making meager wages in thankless jobs, flipping burgers and cleaning French fryers, restocking endless shelves in the local grocery store, or taking nuanced orders from demanding customers in a mid-priced restaurant. But increasingly, college and even some high school kids spend their summer in glamorous, unpaid internships at investment firms or advertising agencies, or even radio networks. In an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal, writer and editor Kay Heimowitz wonders what gets lost in the shift from Applebee's to Goldman Sachs. So what did you learn on your summer job? What did you do, and what did you take away from the experience? Our number is 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org, and you can comment on our blog, npr.org/blogofthenation. Kay Heimowitz is a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute and a contributing editor of City Journal. She's also the author of Marriage and Caste in America and joins us now by phone from her home on Shelter Island in New York. Nice to have you back on the program.
Well, thanks, Neil.
And why is the summer menial job so important? You suggest that people do learn a lot from it.
I think so. It may not be the kind of learning that you're happy to put on your resume for college or for the job down the line, but it is the kind of learning that, you know, increases your understanding of other people and of yourself, I think.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that happens in a menial job is that you see how people behave when they are ordering other people around. And it's a great lesson in civility. My own daughter, who was working in a bakery or cafe for part of the summer, told me that she would never consider now not tipping when she goes to order a coffee or something like that, because she's seen life from the other side. Sometimes the people who serve us seem rather invisible, don't they?
And mm-hmm.
It's a way of making them visible.
You also suggest that, in a way, this change reinforces class distinctions in this country.
I think so. My argument, and one of my arguments in the piece, was that the menial job is inherently a democratic experience, or used to be, because you are put in the same boat with working class kids, with kids of all classes. Instead, these days, colleges are becoming more and more, four-year colleges at any rate, and selective colleges are becoming more and more populated by kids from fairly well-to-do families, something like 70%, 75% of the kids at a lot of the selective colleges come from families making over $75,000 a year. And I think what's worrisome is that these kids are never exposed to people much less fortunate than themselves, unless their parents spend $4,000 to send them to Mexico, let's say, to build houses. But never do they have the experience of just working with the a Mexican immigrant in the local diner.
Yeah, for 8 hours a day, you wrote, for 8 hours a day, working class and middle class kids were in the same boat. They all had to learn that life was not always entertaining.
Yeah.
And the other part of this that you do write about is that, you know, internships is now part of a series of summers that starts in high school for privileged kids who make that trip to Mexico to punch that particular ticket, maybe on their resume to get into college, or maybe already preparing for landing that big job after they get out.
Yeah. Actually, I think it starts way before high school. I mean, camps now are much more specialized. Many of them, you have kids going off to soccer camps or swim camps or diving camps, that sort of thing, to, you know, really hone their athletic abilities so that they can get on the right team, so they can put that on their resume. Or you also have kids going to computer camp or arts camps or that kind of thing. Partly for pleasure, no doubt, but also because they want to hone those skills. To put that on their resume. So I think that the whole, all of them, there's no such thing as sort of free time and just having these kind of ordinary life lessons because everybody is so frantic and panicked about getting their resume in order.
Let's see if we can get some callers in on this conversation. What did you learn at your summer job? 800-989-8255. Let's talk with Charles, and he's calling from Gardnerville in Nevada.
Hi, great show.
Thank you.
I was a Harvard student and for 4 summers worked in Iowa in the hottest bakery you can imagine, assembly line bakery. After that, I went to law school and became a lawyer, and I made more as a bakers and confectionery workers union employee and then a Teamster working in very uncomfortable conditions than I did for the first 5 years practicing law. Now I'm a federal judge, so I've had a good career, but I think I learned an awful lot working in that hot bakery all summer long.
What lessons do you think you took away from that?
Well, I learned a whole new vocabulary with four-letter words that I hadn't used. I just learned that if you work your tail off, you make money even if you're not using your brain, if you're just shoveling dough into ovens.
And just at least hypothetically, if you were facing you in your courtroom, would you not be pleased if you came from a different class to think that the judge had at least spent one summer doing things that kind of the same way you did?
Absolutely. And as a lawyer, actually, I was a specialist in labor law, mostly working for companies, but I certainly understood the union point of view because I'd been I was a honorably withdrawn union member.
Charles, thanks very much for the call. We appreciate it.
Most welcome.
And I guess that's his experience. That's one of the things that people do take away from those summer jobs.
Yes. Well, I think what's interesting about Charles' story is that he this was somebody who absolutely learned something. And could you put that on a resume? Could you define it that way? Well, you know, I don't know that the colleges or job interviewers, personnel people are necessarily listening to that kind of experience, but they should be. Look at how important it's been for this judge.
Let's talk now with Sumit. Sumit's with us from Detroit.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I used to work as a part-time job in McDonald's, and actually I'm an engineer, and what that job taught me was, regardless of, you know, whether you want to do the job or you don't want to do the job, every morning you have to get up and go there, reach there on time, and do the job that you don't like. And that's what taught me that regardless on in which job you go, there are going to be times where I would feel not to do that job. But working in McDonald's, it told me that I have to do it.
Yeah, Kay Heimowitz, that's a lesson that we all have to learn, and McDonald's is a great place to learn it.
Yep.
Suppose so. You know, people often complain about this generation being kind of spoiled and not working very hard. That's actually not exactly the point I want to make. But what they do expect is for things to be very entertaining, even when they're hard. So, you know, if you're doing some kind of project, homework project, you also expect it to be gratifying. Well, sometimes work isn't so gratifying. We all know that from experience. And that's one of the other lessons of the menial job.
Sumit, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Very much. And it was interesting, Kay Heimowitz, you used your own daughter as an illustration of another drawback to the system of internships.
Yes, well, this caught me by surprise, but evidently it's becoming rather common. My daughter was wanted to do and have an internship at a fashion magazine, and she was had the gumption to find one after a lot of calling and a lot of searching and a lot of interviewing. And we were delighted to hear that she'd done that until we understood that we had to pay her college for the tuition credit, or rather for credit for this position, because the company that hired her was worried about fair labor standards or getting into trouble with the government for having people working for them for free. So that the way they got around that is to call it a course or educational. And a lot of companies are now working with colleges. The colleges like it, I suppose, because they're making extra money. And the companies like it because they are getting free labor.
And I suspect the local clothing store was not too unhappy about this either.
I suppose that's right, because we had to buy her outfits for the summer. Not only did we pay her college for the benefit of having her work at an internship, but we had to pay also for her wardrobe for the summer.
Let's see if we can talk now with, this is Amanda. Amanda's with us from Indiana.
Hi, I'm here.
Go ahead, please.
Well, I just finished the summer internship in Washington, D.C., and it was kind of with a higher-end nonprofit, and the place was half-run by interns, and so, you know, I understand the issue of free labor, and it was great, but I think it was beneficial on all sides. I think I got the internship based on experiences that I'd had prior to college, and a lot of that was You know, I'd gone on a mission trip with my church and just different things that are resume builders. But I think it's, you know, how you characterize it. And as long as you're doing those things with an eye on, you know, other people and what they're going through and you are trying to be as socially aware as you can, then I think that, you know, whether it's a high-end internship or it's a remedial, you know, minimum wage paying job, you know, the summer is just a time to educate yourself and to, you know, try to learn as much as you can.
All right. Amanda, thanks very much for the call. I hope you had a good time in Washington.
Thanks, I did.
Here's an email we got from Keith in San Rafael, California. I washed airplanes and the owner's cars at a flight school one summer and got flying lessons very cheap. I learned to fly, but what I really learned was how to take on new challenges and learn new realms. Apprenticeship, I guess, was a possibility in some summer jobs.
Yeah, well, that's quite an interesting one. I hadn't heard about anybody washing airplanes, but I mean that's one of the fun things about summer jobs. As you hear from people and people responding to my article, I'm always amazed with the kinds of things that they've come up with. You know, people working for vets and you know with the dogs and cats in a vet's office. Now we've got somebody washing airplanes. It's quite interesting.
And finally, we'll end with this one from Jen. By far the most rewarding summer job was working at a local amusement park, roasting in the sun, taking orders from screaming children and their even louder parents. What, you ask, was the valuable lesson learned from this? Go to college.
Well, you know, actually, that's true. You know, we do have a very entitled group of a generation of kids growing up. Our middle class and upper middle class kids have a life that's unique in history, I think, in terms of the kinds of pleasures and opportunities available to them. Sometimes they need to be reminded just how lucky they are.
Kay Heimowitz, thanks very much. We've been lucky to have you on the show today.
Thank you.
Kay Heimowitz, a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, a contributing editor for City Journal, author of the Wall Street Journal op-ed Service Learning. Her most recent book is Marriage and Caste in America. She joined us by phone from her home on Shelter Island in New York. Coming up, we remember Phil Rizzuto, who died today at the age of 9. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.